Let's begin with the good stuff. After all, Anything Goes is filled, saturated actually, with the music and lyrics of the great Cole Porter. If you are of a certain age, or a person of any age who loves good songs, you'll get a kick out of this show. Tunes such as You're the Top, It's the Lovely, Easy to Love, and Yes, I Get a Kick Out of You are simply hard to beat. Porter's combination of sophistication, whimsy, good fun, and a hopeful view of love are an American treat we could all be proud of. At Warwick's Ocean State Theater, the songs are well portrayed and believed in by some pretty fine, talented singers. Now let's get down to the script. Anything Goes is overrun with jokes that will have you laughing sometimes and groaning others. The humor, if that's the word, runs from just plain silly, truly outdated gags about, oh, Benjamin Franklin and girdles, for instance. And there's a truly over-the-top scheme concerning silly little Chinese immigrants that really has no place in today's world. The production of all this, it must be said, is quite fine. Scenic and lighting designer Bert Scott has come up with a very pretty and very usable scheme. The costumes, particularly the women's lovely full-length 1930s gowns by Emily Taradesh, are sometimes stunning, always attractive. And director Amy Turner has done a good job in keeping all of the action, both physical and emotional, moving right along. And so, what about the plot? Oh, that. You've noticed I've been ignoring it. Well, there's not much to tell. Anything Goes takes place on an ocean liner huffing its way from New York to England. On board are some rich people, very rich. Others aren't wealthy, but are trying, whether it's through fixed card games or other nefarious efforts. Some want to get married. Others don't. Some drink too much. A few others don't. The ship sails on, and Anything Goes continues to what could possibly be the most absurd, preposterous, corny ending ever to be forced upon a Broadway musical fan. Never mind. The big cast gives its all. Jessica Wagner, a very fine Eliza Doolittle in Ocean State's My Fair Lady, follows in the footsteps of Ethel Merman and Patti LuPone and is a reasonable Reno Sweeney. As Billy Crocker, a put-upon guy trying to make his way, tenor Nate Suggs sang well and was pleasingly funny. Jade Jenka had a lovely voice, and Andrew Boza was very fine playing an English lord who really shouldn't lord anything over anybody. So, once again, Anything Goes proves that given a reasonable production, Cole Porter's ballads can carry the show a long way. One more thing. Ocean State's program points out that Cole Porter wrote most of Anything Goes while he was a house guest at Rosecliff, perhaps the loveliest of the Newport mansions. It's something I didn't know. So what the heck? That ought to make any music and dance-loving Rhode Islander decide to take in this show, faults and all. Just overlook the goofy jokes and out-of-date racial absurdities.